Revelatory encounter number 8. Set aside this time to encounter God in a fresh way that will bring you into a deeper revelation and reality of your oneness with Him. Have your journal ready to write down everything you see and hear so you will remember and be a good steward. Ask Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, do I feel a lack in any of these areas? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, or self-control? Now take a minute and allow Him to show you a moment in your life where He displayed the fruit that you feel you are lacking in. As we recognize what He puts on display in those moments, we then reflect His actions because we are one with Him, lacking in nothing. Holy Spirit, how do I access a deeper level of oneness with you? In order for me to be set apart for you, what are you calling me to do, change, get rid of, or rearrange in my eyes, my ears, my hands, and my feet? Take a few minutes and ask about each one. What resources are you leading me to that will help me grow in that deeper level of oneness with you? Could be places, books, podcasts. Thank you. Homework. Being selfless leads to thinking of others above ourselves. It is the way Christ himself thought, even though he was the king over everyone. He was known as the greatest servant of all when he gave his life for another, you and me. When is the last time you did a selfless act and put someone else's need above your own? Ask Holy Spirit, is there a specific person you want me to reach out to this week and meet a need? If so, who? If he does not give you a name, ask the Holy Spirit to bring you opportunities to serve someone meeting their needs above your own this week. What to expect afterwards? You should feel no more lack as you move in your oneness with Jesus and reflect his actions. This week, keep your eyes peeled for the special person God highlighted to you. When you serve, do it as unto the Lord, like you are serving God himself, because you are. Don't worry about them thanking you, but if they do, offer it up to the Lord as incense the next time you meet with him. It is praise to him.